Can we stand for the pledge, please? Ask Kelly to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the purpose of the meeting tonight is to go over the county contract for snow plowing their roads. We have a proposal from the county to plow the roads again this year. So we'll get into that. So I guess Chris has some figures he wants to go over.
Last year was a good year as far as time and material. In 2019-2020, we spent 310 more truck hours on the road than last year. Excuse me. Roughly for like the truck rental rates, that would raise my other numbers like 30,000. It'd be 15,000 more on the town and the county side.
No, what do you mean truck rental rate? We don't rent any trucks.
No, but when the state, the price of truck to run up down the road, when the plow equipment on, the state sets the price.
Okay.
For replacement cost, basically.
Okay.
$97.55 an hour. Every hour that you're plowing snow, when we're drawing sand, working on the roads, it's $79.41. Every hour you work the truck, whether we're paving.
Yeah, but you don't pave the county roads.
No, but I'm just saying that's what you're allowed to, that's what they figure replacement value of that truck is. Every hour you use it.
Okay.
Like with your shared services, to figure numbers, nobody does that, but.
Okay.
Because last winter's numbers are real close to what he thinks. Especially now that they take out the extra that they put in the contract 3 years ago. Because we were at what, 219, 221?
220. This year, well, the beginning of this year was 220.
Yeah, the new rates that dropped to 217 for the first year of the contract.
Right, because they've taken out some roads,
taken out some mileage,
that they are paying us for that we didn't do. Okay. Okay.
Big issue going to be this year coming up is fuel.
Mm-hmm. That's why they got the clause in there this year for the fuel.
I would like to see him, I didn't make copies of that, but I have it here. Right now, actually through the state, Clinton County does not have a fuel contract. And I talked to the fuel guy and he says we have to watch our fuel slips, the bills. Because apparently somebody got overcharged to, that nobody knows, anybody I've talked to, they don't know why yet, but just from last year to this time, we're paying $1 a gallon more.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt it's going up. It ain't gonna go down.
The fuel guy said our price will be real close to $4 probably by midwinter.
Yeah.
And right now it's $2.35.
That's county contract?
That's, or state contract?
What'd you say it was?
Right now it's $2.35.
Thank you. See, at the end, what they're proposing at the end of the year, if it's 50 cents different than what they propose, they're gonna pay us an extra $25 per mile per year for the fuel, just the fuel.
I wanna see them, I'm sure we're gonna end up plowing the roads, but I want the fuel adjustment credited every month. I can show you this from November to February, it's 60 cents a gallon difference. And it does, it fluctuates that much for the last 3 years. It'll go anywhere from 30 to 50 cents through the winter. When I talked to him about the contract, he was picking out the two lowest months to credits.
Well, the January's gonna be the first one.
No, they were doing, no. He told me November, January. He said November and March.
Nope, January. January is going to be the first one.
First fuel increase?
Yep. They don't have it in that, but this is not the contract either, but that's what he told me.
Because he had said November or March.
No. Told me January 1st is when they're going to adjust it. So. But if we do this contract, then we're going to make sure that's in there and what month it's going to be done on.
Yeah, that's all. I'd like to see it done every month.
I think they're probably on a yearly basis, probably a seasonal basis, likely. But they're all, the other part too, they're also for any subsequent 50 cent increase after that initial 50 cents.
Right.
They're gonna pay another $25
right. So every month, if it goes up 50 cents, they're gonna pay $25 extra.
So you could get, $75.
Yeah, but right. you gotta take in the fact that plow truck gets 3 miles a gallon when that plow's on the ground.
I was gonna ask you about that. You had 5 miles per gallon written down there, and I thought that was a little high.
Yeah, but, so.
I mean, $50 a mile seems good, but when you're getting, depending on the storm, if you're out for black ice, you're gonna get way better fuel mileage than you're plowing 6 inches of snow. But it's just little things to look out for, so we don't keep going backwards.
I'm going 5 miles. Say you get 3 miles at a gallon. Say it's $5 a gallon. So you go 3 miles, divide that by three. So you're $1.66 a mile for a fuel. So you're not talking a crazy amount of money. I got some figures. What I did was I priced it by the mile. So say your big thing is your sand. Okay, so say if we buy the sand from the county, it'll cost us $3.50 a yard to buy it from the county. Well, then you gotta haul it. So your salt right now is $79.81 a ton. Say $2.46 for a gallon of gas, for a gallon of fuel. So I don't know, are you agree with 2 yards of sand should go about a mile? If you put it on the way it should be on.
Where's layers?
So then you average 225 pounds of salt per mile. So your sand is gonna cost you $7 a mile. Your salt will cost you $8.98. If you divide your fuel in, I put 5 miles a gallon, so if you go, so you say you go 3 miles a gallon, so put that $1.66. So you're looking around $18 a mile. So you take $18 a mile. Say you go out like 37 miles is what you plow for the county. It's 36.86, so say 37. So then you got around $629 per mile. So say you go out 100 times. That's $69,000 for the plow. Okay, then you gotta put your men in there, so you got two men, so you take half of their salary. That's $25,000 each, so that's another $50,000.
Jeff, excuse me just a second, don't mean to interrupt you. You said it was how much per mile? Just now, just because.
$69,000?
$18 a mile.
$18?
Right, okay, right. Yeah, $18. No, yeah, $18 a mile. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so that, so let's do some math here, so 18 times 37. My computer, calculator ain't working very well. So $18 times.
Are you figuring that lane mile or road mile?
Road, road miles. Okay, so you double it. Okay, 666 times 2. Okay. So, and then like I say, you gotta allow for your men, say half the year they plow, 6 months out of the year, so there's, like I say, $50,000 between the two of them, that's 25 each. Then you got your workman's comp and your insurance, so add another $30,000 there. So, my calculation is you come up around $140,000. And they're paying us $219.
Guys, $201,000 to put the sand pile.
Yeah, but you're not, the county's not using the whole sand pile.
They're using half.
I don't know about half, but compared to how many miles you plow for the town.
The road logs are all here.
How many miles do you plow for the town?
75.
75, so double of what?
We plow the county roads, 2 to 1.
Wow.
I've told you that for years, that you have to because of the traffic and the way it goes. Like I said, we can, there's 40 different ways to figure it, and nobody's probably wrong. But all the overtime, three-quarters of the overtime is on county roads. Larry's first run, the Woods Falls Gilbert Road first run. 2 hours overtime in the morning to plow county roads. Jeff's run's got partial, Chris's run is next with the village. The other North Star run gets a third. That's it, that run's pretty much all town. But they're all 4 o'clock in the morning. They don't leave the shop with the second boat until 6 o'clock to go to the town.
Just a quick question again. How do you differentiate when you say overtime? Specifically, are you, is that the way the route is planned? And they're on, just because of the storm, you're including them in overtime? So in addition, every man who comes at 4 o'clock will be on overtime, am I correct?
Yeah. But the North Star run down your way, other than from Hemmingford to the shop, it's all town roads. That 2 point whatever miles is the only county road on that run. But I figured them all separate. The Larry's run goes up Davison, Cannon's Corners. That's almost 2 hours from the time you leave the shop to the time you leave with the second boat. Jeff's run goes out, does Blackman, because of the traffic, we've always done county roads first. The way the runs work. The village run, you can't do it first because of traffic for school, you gotta do the village first.
Well, you mean you're gonna have just as much traffic on the side roads as you are at the main road for school and stuff. So I just don't understand why you don't hit your side roads when you're going up through. I mean, how many people do you have out at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Everybody. Oh, you mean?
People, cars.
4:30 is when the traffic starts moving.
I mean, that's your job to figure that out, I mean.
But the way the load works, and like, well, you know how much traffic's on your road. If you don't get that off, then it's packed on. So you gotta do Woods Falls Gilbert first. That's one load. We've tried it different ways and it, there's no good way to do it.
Let me clarify something. When you say just the county roads, is a man leaving the shop and crossing over our roads to do specific the county roads? Or are they hitting additional roads included in their run?
Woods Falls Gilbert Road, we turn around and do Monty. That gets plowed while we're over. Depending on the storm, there's enough to do my dead end road where I live. Then go back to Donnie's. We start at Donnie's garage, and that's where you end up. You could, if you do Morris Forks, Pepper Hill, Casey Drive, all them little ones, Gilbert Road's so packed on, you gotta take the grader to it, or we've been using a grader rather than putting salt because of the price, but we've tried it different ways, and that's, feasibility-wise, that was the best route to keep going. It's the way it's always been done. But, like, we call it the Bush Road end. He goes, leaves the shop, goes to Blackman, goes up to the border, does a scriber, goes all the way down to the store, or RJ's old store, little school street, back up, then he does part of the Bush Road. Because by the time he gets back, the traffic going down Blackman is all packed up. Some days you can cheat, some days you can't. It all depends, you play with this one road. Then, if you're just out hitting drifts, sometimes you can get by with just going down one road one way. Black ice. There's a couple runs that you cut the time in half with black ice because you're not backtracking. You can, you don't have to go turn around and come back down. You can make circles. But like when you figure the overtime, that's the way I figured it. They should be paying the overtime when we're on their road. That's 3/4 of the overtime at night is their road's trip. That's why I asked them to change everything to the snowmobile.
Do they call you in? Do they call you in? Does the county call you like the state does?
No. I'm on 24/7. If that truck ain't on the road and it's snowing, I'm on it with a pickup. That's what the state wants.
But as far as the county goes, you're the one that determines if it needs to be done.
Because you're out there with the state road, you're out there. I have to be. Yeah. If there ain't a plow, if there's a snowflake in the air, either a plow truck or a pickup, it's gotta be on that road.
Was there like
I said, I live in the pickup, so when you're out doing that, the wind's blowing, you can just go check the other roads and...
Was this for 2020?
That's for last year.
And I didn't add... I don't have records of the hours we spent, so I didn't figure. We've got quite a few hours with the loader and the pusher, and quite a few hours with the grader with the wing. And the grader with the wing, you should figure at 81.50, and the loader should be figured at almost 52. You can wiggle them.
Is that per hour or per mile?
Hour. And there's room to play with them rental rates. That is geared to...
That's without an operator.
Without the operator, right. Just the equipment. But that's geared to replace all the equipment you're using.
Right.
That's what they claim, is it's set up. Every hour you use that, if you put that money away, it'll replace the truck. So there's money to be, you know, you can subtract some of that and still make, because we're not putting, if you added all that together, we're not putting nothing like that into the equipment. We're using it other places.
Same thing with the town roads. You're doing the same exact thing with the town roads.
If you did that.
Nothing went away.
But I think we could get away with do a one-year contract and tell them we want everything in snowmobile. And I don't think we would be, unless salt and fuel goes stupid, I think we would be pretty well set. Do his one-year contract the way he wants right now. Give him the year to get the rest of it set in their budget. And because we're on, they're all drift. There ain't any time that you can't just go hit cannons in. There's drift spots on every run. And there's more drifting spots on county roads than our town roads.
Does any of the trucks that move the county have the GPS system in? Up to date, working? You didn't bring any of that today?
I ain't. Every time you try to print that out, you get 50 pages. He's coming to the shop within a month because I want it set up where it'll automatic. Apparently, you can do it automatically. It'll automatically print out the daily run. Then we'll know how many, where the truck goes.
We know where the truck goes, but we don't have it set up that it can read the amount of product that's being used, am I correct?
No.
Just the miles it covers.
Just the miles.
You know how much every load.
Right.
Summer half.
Was this negotiable, this contract?
Huh?
Or did it take it or leave it?
I don't know. I think it's take it or leave it. That's what he talks.
Well, if you leave it, you'd have to, according to this paper, you'd have to lose two employees.
Right.
Because you're behind the eight ball and you're up to fairly expenses.
He told me that if we didn't want to do them, they could do them, but they're going to be done later in the day. They're not going to be done earlier because they're going to work their way this way.
Right. If they do them later on, we still got all these taxpayers that are sitting on the side of the road.
And they're not being plowed. And we're crossing over with our trucks to plow the other road.
It's going
to
be a big issue.
I think the bigger issue is if there's like a black ice event. Yeah. You're running over a county road, but saying on a town road, and there's people that can't travel that county road.
Right. Right.
You know, black ice event.
Agreed.
And then you got the issue that you got two employees that you're putting to work, and you know, they live in the town. Yeah. You know, it's. I don't think we're getting rich on it. By any means, but we're doing a service to our residents in the town of Moores, and to me that's worth a little extra.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be costing the taxpayers more. And that's what's hurting our equipment side, is we're stretching us so thin to carry the budget through that it's hurting the highway.
Wow. I mean,
that equipment fund for the highway needs to be between $300,000 and $400,000 a year.
You've got $1.5 million budget now. And say 500 of it was for plowing.
A brand new plow truck right now is $350,000.
You're right. You're exactly right.
$100,000 a year. The rubber tire backhoe is $350,000.
You're exactly right.
$100,000 a year can't keep the trucks located at 10 years.
Well, in the past, every 4 years, we'd buy a new truck with what the budget they had. Why aren't we doing it now?
Because they were $250, not $350.
Well, and you need to save a little bit more. You know?
Don't buy nothing.
Well, I mean, you got $1.5 million that goes somewhere. You know, you're still got old trucks. That's why we need to upgrade them. I mean, yeah, if we want to raise the taxes, a whole bunch more, another $40,000-$50,000, but you're talking another $2-$3 on the assessment.
I don't plan on raising taxes, but what I'm saying is make these guys pay a little bit, so we're not squeezing it under so bad.
You can make all you want, but to get them to do it. They got figures, they know what it cost them to come up here to plow these roads. And they're willing to do it. If they can come up here and do it for the same amount of money, I don't understand why we can't do it in our backyard.
Are we getting paid the same as like Champlain and?
Yes, as any other town that does the roads are getting the same mile. The only thing is some, like Champlain doesn't get the snowbelt miles like we do here up on the other end. But I mean, yeah, I mean, I think maybe like the Angelville Road, that's kind of wide open now since Gagnon's cleaned down all them fields. It drifts more there, maybe we should push them to change that one a little bit. But,
I mean. That's my feeling, is do it for this year, then we want them all snowbelt next year. Do like the state, a year-to-year contract?
State's not a year-to-year. State's a three-year contract also.
It's an extension every year.
Right, it goes for 3 years.
And that's another thing. They're looking, they called and asked if we'd be interested in taking more miles.
I don't think so. I think we got our hands full. My feeling anyways.
Because they're short major drivers.
What run are they talking about?
He didn't know. He said he didn't know if we were interested or not. I told him, he called me this afternoon. I said, we got a meeting tonight. I'll see what their feeling is before we even bother.
Well, we almost gotta have to know what they're talking first. If you run up the other end of Ellenburg, I don't know what that's gonna be.
Well, that's cemetery curb. It's gotten a lot better with that brush one they put in there, but.
I think before we take any more on, we want to make sure that we.
Well, yeah.
We're doing a good job on ours, but
exactly.
If we're going to shorten our. I mean, if we don't take this, we're looking at losing men.
We can't handle what we got. I mean, they ain't going to take on more. You know, we're getting rid of one and take on more of the other one. That's kind of crazy, but. So.
No, I don't have a problem doing it. Like I said.
I guess what is our feeling, you know? I mean, I can go back to him and see what he says, but he more or less, when I met with him, more or less, this is the contract, you know. If you guys don't want to do it, then they will definitely get some trucks here to do it.
Well, my opinion, I think we got to look at the best interest of the taxpayers that are on these secondary roads and county roads, and that's our duty. So I'm in favor of signing the contract.
How many miles were the roads that they took away? Like the other band and
not quite two.
Probably just, yeah, 1.8, 2 miles, somewhere in there. It's
close to 2 miles.
Yeah. So we're at $3,000 a year less to start.
Right. Right.
Then we ended up with
right.
Last year.
Because
they took
they're paying. Yeah, they're paying $5,400 a mile, so.
Yeah, that was
in
the
snowboard
too.
Yeah.
That was
in
the
snowboard race.
Both of them were. Both of them were.
So you
put that in a motion, Randy?
Yes, I make a motion that we accept the contract as written. And then take into consideration what we're discussing this evening. And maybe at our county meetings we can look at our changes that need to be done, that we're asking for, that we've discussed tonight. So my motion would be to accept the contract as written.
Okay, I'll second it.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
No.
Councilperson Brayett?
No.
Okay, carried. The only other thing I had tonight was on the town of Beatman Town. They had a plow truck and a backhoe that they're going to put in the auction to sell. The backhoe was $20,000 and the plow truck is $10,000. Backhoe comes with three buckets. The plow truck comes with two sanders. I went down and looked at them. I mean, I've got pictures if you want to look at them, or if we're not interested, we got to let them know because they want to put it on the auction.
How much was the grade off? It's a grade off, right?
Yeah, $20,000.
And the truck was the same?
$10,000 for the truck.
Truck's in good shape?
Trucks.
That's the same technology that you got right now, right? You said you had a hard time getting parts for that backhoe?
Yeah, I haven't had time to go see Roger.
It's quite a bit newer than.
It's the same model.
99.
It's the same model.
Same, yeah, it's a Badger.
And they've had electrical issues.
Let's slide it.
Not to change the subject, but before I forget, I don't know if you want to have Bruce do this.
Second one, county is here.
Station 2, the fill pipe for the fuel tank is plastic.
Fuel tank over the?
Diesel fuel or heating fuel. It has to be changed before you can deliver any more fuel.
Okay.
He said he let somebody, is that something Bruce can do? Or get somebody?
Check on him and see.
He called me today.
Check on him and see.
He, if something happens, it's kind of like me, he calls on the driver. He puts fuel in there.
You see the truck?
It breaks.
You see the truck?
And then.
Yeah, I saw it.
Got engine trouble on the screening plant. Diamond jumped or. She's spinning over like no compression. It was fine when he shut it off yesterday that something don't make sense. It's a timing belt or a timing chain, but that's what it appears.
What's that on, Chris?
Screening plant in the sand pit. He shut it off yesterday afternoon and was fine. Went to start it this morning and there's no compression, no nothing. We started tearing it apart, but you got tamper-proof torques. I got some in my shop.
Chris, you get a chance to look at those trucks and
I haven't yet. Body wise, the truck's excellent. Just looking at picking a box up and seeing the frame. The double frame split. The rust gets in between the two frames, so they're going through that fire truck. That's my only concern.
Well, he needs to know within the next day or two because they want to put it on the auction.
Well, what's the deal with the grade? Like you're saying something about parts, Chris.
They just rebuilt the center where it pivots. They just rebuilt that. It's all new in there. But if you can't get parts for it, I mean.
Well, you're having trouble getting parts for the ones you have. It's basically the same machine.
Right.
Except this Badger company bought out these case backhoes and put their name on them.
Right.
It's like the old 1085 package.
Pretty close to the same, just a little newer.
I think that's probably just a headache because you said there's electrical issues.
That's what they had said before.
The truck probably wouldn't be a bad deal. But,
whatever. Go take a look at them and let them know. Let them know the next day or two because you got to know. Because what you call wants to put it on the auction. Dyer wants to put it on the auction. So.
I know when I talked to Rogers, the truck can't go to the moon. But they take 2 a year. Strip them, paint them, they're gone through steady.
How many miles on that truck?
I don't remember, sorry. I don't remember.
Most of the plow trucks around here are 100, 150.
Is it something we could use?
Oh
yeah,
it's something you can work on.
It's pre-emission, so that's a plus.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Pre-electronic.
They got to off Chris Knowles. You hear a rollback across the road? Is that still down there?
Still across.
There's sensors for the death fluid tank. There's sensors if you can't get. There's trucks sitting. Somebody said they had like a dozen down the Clark sitting there waiting for a sensor.
That's what they told me yesterday. They're starting to pile up. They told us 6 to 8 weeks before we get a sensor for it.
Looks like everything else.
All right.
So.
Hard to get stuff.
There's a bunch of us going to school the end of the month. And going to start a campaign, especially for the fire department and EMS, but we're going to push for the highways too to be like the military, be exempt from the friggin' emissions crap.
A government entity, well, not vote green, do a lot about not.
It's like pushing for the CHIPS money. If you start it, and get it going.
They should have done that in the last administration, not the current administration.
Okay, anything else? Rob?
What do you think on State Road, no?
On who?
More State Road, do you want me to?
Well, see what Ben knows is what they're offering.
Depends on the run, you know.
I do have a decent spare, and then the old 95. I mean, it's still decent, we need some bodywork to it, but we do have the extra truck.
Yeah.
We make decent money. That's what I asked Jeff, what it was going to be entailing. He said it should be, said till we talk about it, not really sure, but he said it should be on the same contract that you have now.
You'd take a baby town truck for just a plow alone, $10,000 is a hell of a deal, just to have a plow.
Because that State Road pays a man for the year. That's the way the contract's figured. It pays your salary for the entire year, plus truck material, or rental rate for the truck and the salt, plus they pay a percentage for salt shed.
Is this truck at Beatmantown, in Beatmantown that we're thinking about, is that newer than our oldest truck?
Yeah.
It is?
That's a 99.
Yeah. Because we only got about three of them that are in the 2000s.
I was going to say, I got two 06s. No, an 06 and 07. The 02 were in the process of rebuilding. We got the 96. We were in a 96 steady last year. It just needs, there's a part of the fender that rots off with a cab, but the frame is mint. It just didn't get put in salt. It's not the prettiest, but it gets the job done. And when the new one's down, that one will run.
We do have a spare. You said you had a spare.
Technically, I've got two, and we're building the other one. But the Peterbilt, you don't know. That's a day-to-day, that friggin' emissions crap.
This Beatmantown truck does not have the emissions, you said?
Free, yeah.
Free emissions.
That's worth $10,000 by itself.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's in good shape, it'd be something we could use. I mean, something that you would justify buying.
Well, for $10,000, look at the red truck. The red truck, everybody thought was brand new. It's an 07, got $30,000 in it, and it's on its third year.
Would be crazy, would you?
If you could plow some up for $10,000 a year.
Yeah. If you look at it and you say that, yes, it would serve the purpose and would it be something we could use?
But don't wait too long, because they're
reaching to put another. We need to make a motion to allow him, if it's good, to go ahead and purchase that truck.
Right. Yeah. Somebody want to make a motion? I'll go for it.
I'll make a motion.
I just got a point of clarification. I thought there was no money in the budget. Like, we had to make an emergency decision last time to move money, and there was even no more purchases. Where are we at with the budget?
You gonna make a motion?
Yeah, make a motion to.
Okay.
Give him the okay. If it's what, you know, if it's got to be.
I'll second it.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Carried.
The first part of the CHIPS money will be back. Should be back shortly if it ain't already, and the rest of it will be back at the end of the year.
Right. Okay. Anything else?
The reason we're out of money is because last year's COVID. CHIPS kept 20%, and they gave it back to us this year. So instead of paying $300,000, we paid $500,000. And if you don't pay to use it, you're gonna lose it. That's what the budget for it is.
And it takes 3 months to get it. once you put it in. The state can work very fast. Anything else? Well, I entertain a motion to close.
Make a motion to close.
Are you open to public comment? Is there any public comments period or no?
I wasn't gonna, but again, if you want, you got something?
Yeah.
I just had a point of clarification. The minutes weren't accepted for last month's meeting. But I'm under the impression that someone made a point that the rate was lower this year for the increase for the county contract than it has been in previous years. And that's not accurate, is it?
Say that again?
The rate of increase is 1% this year for the county contract.
For the plowing?
What we're discussing today.
For the plowing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna increase 1% for the next 3 years.
But it always has been 1%, correct?
Yeah.
In last month's meeting, there was a clarification that it was always 1.5% in previous years.
No.
So just, your minutes aren't written yet, I just figured that would be easy to fix.
Yeah.
The contractor, this contract is 1%, the one prior was 1.5 increase per year.
I don't think that's accurate. It's 1%.
So this year is 1%, 1%, 1%. Prior year, it's 1.5, 1.5, 1.5. We didn't have the percentage, but it's 1.5.
Anything else? It's 1%. For what we figured out is 1%.
Yeah, well, on the new contract, it's 1%.
Yeah.
So I can't see where 1.5 on last year's, on the last contract.
I can pull out last year's and take a look and then. Yeah, we looked at it today, but yeah, I'll double check. I wrote a note to it.
Great.
There should be 1.5%.
Okay, we'll figure it out and we'll bring it down next month. Next month's meeting.
Need a second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, wait a minute.
You need a second.
Oh, you need a second.
I'll second.
Chris, second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.